The stock market reaches an important milestone.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. Good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. Coming up, Amazon goes offline on purpose. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are down at the open this morning. The Dow down 43 points right now, about 0.3% at 12,818. The NASDAQ down 0.4%, and the S&P 500 down 0.3%. Now, we don't usually spend too much time on the ups and downs of the stock market, but consider this. The Dow is now up almost 100% from the low it reached in March 2009. It is at the highest point since before the financial crisis, and it's down just 9% from the highest point it ever reached back in 2007. And the stock market rally is where we're going to start now with Gus Fauché. He's senior macroeconomist with PNC Financial, and he's with us live. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, Gus, what's behind this? What does it tell you that the stock market has rebounded so much?
Well, if we look at a number of economic indicators, we're back to where we were before the recession. Real GDP is above where it was prior to the recession. Corporate profits are above where they were. So it makes sense, given the recovery that we've seen in the economy, that the stock market would have recovered to its previous peak as well.
But there are some things that have not recovered, and I'm thinking specifically about the housing market. Isn't that a problem if the housing market hasn't recovered and the stock market is showing us something different?
Well, I think the housing market is one piece of the economy. It's a big piece, of course, and it is still very, very low compared to where we were a few years ago. But on the other hand, if we look like things at consumer spending, if we look at business investment, those are looking stronger, and so those have made up for the weakness that we're seeing right now in the housing market.
And of course, we just saw some strength in the job market with the Labor Department's report on Friday. Does that report look as good to you this morning as it did to everyone a couple of days ago?
I think so. If we look at payroll employment, that was up significantly. We've had more than 200,000 job gains average over the past 3 months. The unemployment rate has come down, and it's come down for the right reason, that we have more jobs. And that's actually bringing more people into the labor force over the past few months. So that's a sign that people are encouraged about the way that the job market is heading. Temporary services, which is an indicator of future hiring, was up. So if we look at the details of the report, generally they look quite good, and they're positive for near-term growth.
Gus Fauché, senior macroeconomist with PNC Financial, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Well, Missouri is holding its presidential primary tomorrow, and turnout is expected to be extremely low. That's in part because the votes won't count, even though the primary will cost taxpayers millions of dollars. Maria Altman of St. Louis Public Radio explains.
Like most states, Missouri has a big budget shortfall. Right now, it's about $500 million.
Yeah, you can make it $507 million.
State Senator Kevin Engler says it's a waste to spend an estimated $7 million on Missouri's primary. The Republican pushed legislation to cancel the election, but didn't get enough support.
When you have people that stand up and rally for the right for the people and about how it's so important they get to vote, knowing that their votes won't matter, they should be embarrassed.
Missouri's primaries usually do matter. But this year, the national GOP said only a few states could hold elections before March or they'd lose delegates. When an effort to move the Missouri primary failed, the state's GOP decided to hold caucuses in mid-March.
So the delegates from Missouri would count.
Political scientist Ken Warren.
But on the other hand, they haven't canceled the primary, so we're still holding really a totally worthless primary.
The head of Missouri's Republican Party, Lloyd Smith, disagrees. He says the primary's winner will still get lots of attention.
And anytime you're able to get your name out in a positive way, it has an impact on those people who will ultimately go to the caucuses.
But Smith says caucus-goers don't have to go along with what happens in the primary. In St. Louis, I'm Maria Altman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Chartered Global Management Accountant designation CGMA, established by the AICPA and CIMA, cgma.org. And by GoToMeeting by Citrix, bringing high-definition video conferencing to online meetings for face-to-face collaboration. More at GoToMeeting.com. Marketplace Entrepreneurship Reporting is supported by Farmers Insurance, agents committed to small business success. 1-866-200-4BIZ. We are insurance. We are farmers.
Ford is probably feeling like a Patriots fan this morning, as in not good, after its rival General Motors aired an aggressive commercial during the Super Bowl. The ad takes place after the apocalypse, which a bunch of Chevy truck drivers appear to have survived, but not their friend Dave.
Where's Dave?
Dave didn't drive the longest-lasting, most dependable truck on the road. Dave drove a Ford.
Ouch. Well, Ford wanted the ad pulled, arguing that insurance industry figures prove Ford makes the safer truck. Amazon is the world's largest online retailer, but the company is making a move that is anything but online. It's building 5 new warehouses and testing out a program that lets customers pick up their orders instead of having them delivered. Sally Herships reports.
I don't want to sound creepy, but Amazon wants to get closer to you.
The closer they can get to their consumers with the goods, the more efficient it is for them in terms of lowering their own cost to ship those goods.
Ben Schachter is an internet analyst with Macquarie. He says Amazon's move could also make customers happier. They'll get their packages faster, and even a day quicker could mean the difference between Amazon getting business or a shopper going somewhere else. Retail consultant Bert Flickinger.
It can give Amazon an extra 2 to 3 to 4 days worth of business, which can be worth billions of dollars.
But when Amazon builds in the physical world instead of online, states often try to tax its sales. That's why the company closed a warehouse in Texas. Now Amazon appears to be betting that the benefit of more business will outweigh the costs of any future tax. In New York, I'm Sally Herships for Marketplace.
And finally, how low can you go? That's the question a British composer is asking in his search for someone who can sing the lowest note ever sung before for his new choral composition. According to the BBC, this is the note he's looking for. Now, if you can't hear that, it's not you, it's your speakers, which may not be able to play a sound that low. But if you can sing it, you may have a new career ahead of you. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
This happens a lot more often than you'd think.
The elderly victim got out of the hospital, and basically all of her funds had been depleted by her younger sister, who gambled the money away at a casino in Atlantic City.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. The subtle and not-so-subtle red flags to look out for. That's next time on Marketplace. We'll have the numbers from Wall Street as well. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.